glass of beer and talk about all the things we care. So spare a minute of your time. Oh, it's time for
Van Life Diaries. Three surprising states with fantastic beer.
Now it's time for some fun. Time for some dares.
Welcome to Van Life Diaries. My name is Noah. Today it's just myself, my dog Noodles, a microphone, and you. No edits, no script. I'll discuss my experiences on the road, pull up clips from previous episodes, talk about struggles, successes, and everything in between. At the end of each diary, I'll take questions from listeners, which can be literally anything from van life to beer questions, personal questions, and beyond. With that said, I'm going to go grab a drink from my fridge about 4 inches away. If you're in a position to do so as well, grab a cold one and let's hang out. Me, the van, and Noodles are in Delaware. We're currently in the middle of a Cracker Barrel parking lot. It's raining, about to be night, and relatively cold, but we'll forge on. Glad I can have a beer with you all. Today, we're talking about three states we've been to that, in our opinion, really surprised us in the best way in terms of overall quality of beer, not just in specific cities. And before I go any further, I want to emphasize, the very point of this show is that good beer and good stories can be found anywhere. All we're saying is that when people think beer states, by and large, they think hop country, Oregon, Washington, California. The following three states surprised us the most in terms of quality of beer all around.
Beer.
State number one, Iowa. All right, perhaps I'm showing my bias a little bit here, but hear my case. I'm from Iowa. The state currently has breweries to back it up, including Potosi, Jubek Brewing in Dubuque, Peachtree Textile, Pulpit Rock. I could keep going on, but there's a case to be made for solid beer. What I find really interesting about Iowa, specifically in the beer scene, specifically, is the good beer that comes out of a relative lack of brewing tradition. I think people often think that if your state and its cities have a solid history of brewing craft beer, they produce good beer, and the state produces good beer. And that's true in a lot of cases, but to create a craft scene and actually serve solid, true-to-style pints to people without a history of brewing, I find that much more enduring and interesting. You got there on your own. Jubek Brewing, for instance, in Dubuque, Iowa, in my hometown, serves cask ale. It's the only place in town that does it, and I think it's wonderful to introduce a community to something different than they're used to, and to serve it true to style and well. So that's why Iowa, to me, is a surprising beer culture. Reach out to me. I will give you a full list of where to go.
Yeah.
State number two, North Carolina. Okay, so the first time I passed through Asheville, I had no idea it was Beer City, USA. It was filled to the brim with great breweries. And now, years later, it's become one of my favorite places to go and visit, get a pint. Just off the top of my head, you've got one of my favorite breweries, the Sellerst Beer Project, but also Dissolver, Burial, Greenman with their quintessential ESB, and maybe 50-plus breweries. I want to emphasize, we know that a single city doesn't define a state in terms of what's interesting about their beer culture. But in my experience, cities like this can have a ripple effect where the culture bleeds out to other cities in the state. For example, you've got Sierra Nevada. Bryson City is a great beer town. And I had the opportunity actually to explore Charlotte. If kind of much less walkable than Asheville and smaller towns, they had solid beers. So North Carolina made the list because where most people might just think of Beer City, USA, Asheville, as the only stop in the state, there's much more beer culture beyond that one city, as great as it is in my view. Third, and finally, Florida. Let me explain. Not only do you have a few metro areas, driving, beer production, tripping animals, funky Buddha, Green Bench, breweries in smaller cities are making great stuff as well. And it's bringing communities together. Point Ebel Brewing comes to mind when, after a hurricane, the community came together with a generator and had beer just two or three days afterwards. Also, Isla Mirada in the Keys. But here, specifically, is what's surprising and interesting about the Florida beer scene. From my experience, despite the weather, which can be absolutely humid and unbearable in the summer, craft breweries don't just sit around all day and pump out lagers, which would be easy to do because that's what people drink, by and large down there especially. But there's an evolving and diverse beer scene. I think of Tripping Animals, who's near Miami. I did an interview with them, and they use their amazing, amazing story coming from Venezuela and their culture to influence all of the beers that they make. So that's what surprises me about Florida, by and large. The beer scene, that is. All right, I want to emphasize again that anywhere and anyone can make good beer and have solid beer. The point of me bringing this up and talking about this is to remind myself, and maybe you, to continually broaden your expectations when looking for good places to enjoy a pint. I feel like now, with that said, Noodles and I are going to go jaunt off into the dark of the Cracker Barrel parking lot we're sitting at, and maybe there's a brew pub hidden somewhere there. All right, how do you balance drinking and productivity? Fantastic question. First of all, you have to plan out when you are going to drink and start drinking consciously. So whenever I drink, I consciously say to myself, I'm about to drink. I know what that's going to do to my productivity. I know how I'm going to feel the next morning, but I need to make that conscious decision to start drinking. And then, number two, when you are drinking, learning more about beer, learning more about the taste of whatever you're drinking, whatever style you're drinking, helps you be more mindful while you're drinking and not just knocking them back. I'd say those are the two main methods that I use. And I'd love to do a van life diary about that one day. Great question. How would you describe an IPA lover? You know, there was a study that came out somewhere where it said that psychopaths like bitter drinks more. They tend to like bitter drinks more. So that's the first thought I had with that question. But in my experience, I love people who love IPAs. I love talking about them. And I hope they're not psychopaths. I don't think I've ran into anyone that is. What have you noticed is the most popular beer in the different states you've been to? You know, it's an interesting conversation, actually, that I have with a lot of brewers in smaller towns, because that's where I tend to go. What comes first, craft beer or Bud Lights in your domestics? Because at a certain point, if you're in this smaller town where people are used to certain kinds of beers, you have to brew that because that's what they like. It's a difficult thing. You can't just pump out these IPAs that people aren't going to drink. But you can start with lagers and kind of wean people into the craft beer scene. You know, people who would never touch an IPA have been eased into it by the education that the brewers are using. So to answer that question, I think, especially in smaller communities, lagers, initially at least, but brewers and breweries are doing a great job broadening everybody's horizons. So where you might have went in a small town in Georgia and ordered a Bud Light, you might try like a Helles lager, something adjacent to it, and then go from there. All right, those are all the beer questions for today. I'll leave you with this thought. The next time you're traveling through a state, going somewhere else, a state that you just drive past, and you're into beer, you're into trying new beer, stop at a brewery. Plan to stop at a brewery on your travels. Because who knows, you might be surprised at what you find. Thank you for listening to me ramble on in this Cracker Barrel parking lot with Noodles. I hope you enjoy the Beer Nomad. If you do, and if you enjoy the regularly scheduled programs, the interviews that I do, it helps tremendously if you rate, review, and subscribe. That's what keeps us going. Additionally, some exciting news. I released a podcast, a travel history podcast that I've been working on for about 6 months now, called Backroad Odyssey. So if you want to check that out, you can get that wherever you're getting your podcast as well. Otherwise, that's it. Drink good beer wherever you go and be good to each other. Cheers.